Welcome to we're reading. Nope.
What are we doing? It is we're reading.
Dirty. Okay. We're reading dirty books. This is our special series. We're talking fantasy football. This is Kalina.
And this is Saylad.
All right.
And this is a podcast where we're talk about paranormal romance novels. But right now we're going to be talking about football.
This is our football series.
Yes.
We also have joining us today Peter.
Hello.
Who is Pickle Rick, and he is who we are going to be playing against in week 7.
This week.
Not really. I'm just here. I'm going to lose. It doesn't really matter.
Hey, you never know. I mean, the projections look really good for us right now, but you just never know.
No, my team's been kind of a dumpster fire. So, probably going to win. It's okay.
Well, we would appreciate that, yes. We want to keep winning. We won last week, yes, so we did. We beat Hit It and Quit It, which is definitely good because that's just one of our teams we don't want to lose to ever. We beat him quite soundly.
Yeah.
40-some points.
I thought he was actually going to put up a fight, but he didn't.
He did not.
Because he's been, hitting real big
in the last time. I think his quarterback got injured in, the beginning of the game or something. I don't think he played the full game. He is the quarterback for the Houston Texans. He only ended up with 4 points. So I think something happened there, but I'm not sure. I didn't see that game. But something had to go wrong for a quarterback to only have 4 points. Isn't great.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope.
And also we have Melvin Gordon, who 3 touchdown runs.
Which,
so,
by the way, we said in episode 1, Peter was the one who was like, what, really? You want to keep Melvin Gordon? Yes, we do. We are both in love with him and want to marry him because he's fucking killing it.
This is the first year though that he's done something. The last 2 or 3 years, they're like, yeah, it's going to be... Nope. Just disappointment every year. Now, finally, he's done something.
Yes, he's been really good for us this year.
Best $10... $20?
I don't know however much we pay.
Best however many dollars it was that we've ever spent on this league, so...
Yes. So far. It was a good one. So, going into... to talk about week 6, I finally picked absolutely all of our roster positions correctly.
They were perfect.
We didn't have any extra wasted points on the bench. The bench was like, meh, you know, so finally everyone, we put in the right people.
Yep.
And I was happy about that. Let's just keep that going for next week.
It was a beautiful game that we had going.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty impressed. You guys, you've been destroying this year. Like, you're 5-1. Like, every time you win, I'm like, holy shit, they, picked an awesome team.
You know, when we go in with that devil may care attitude, apparently it works. Because we're just like, okay, we're too lazy to do any studying, any type of, research.
All this proves is that when I think I know what I'm doing, I'm wrong. When I go, fuck it, I don't know, shit. Then apparently that's when things start to work out for us.
That works.
So we got to remember that going into next year or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, for we've got a 5-1 record. And
this is the best we've ever done.
Second highest point scorers in the in the league. And
We just got to take Ben down. Ben needs to go down.
We play him in 3 weeks.
He's 5-0, and this is fucking ridiculous.
He's 6-0.
Yeah, he's 6-0.
Oh, how many? Oh, yeah, it is week 7.
Yeah.
6-0.
So. But. This can't continue. Someone's going to beat him. Because he plays Vu, then John, then us. And one of those three.
Yeah,
they've got going to defeat Ben. It's just.
Have you played Ben yet?
It's a matter of time.
I don't think so. When if I did, it was really early.
Can you go ahead and just beat him?
Yeah, if my team could stop sucking in general, it would be great.
Well, you know, you came in second last year. You did really good last year.
Yeah,
and you won one of your other leagues last year.
That was the first time in, I think, 8 years in this league that I actually did decent. It was dumpster fire every year. So then I followed the same tactic that I did last year, and it did not pan out because everything I got was receivers, and receivers... See, they do great or they're awful. So,
and
it's been a lot of weeks of just awful.
Well, Atlanta's struggling and you have Jones, and the Giants are struggling and you have Beckham. And,
it's been kind of a disappointing season.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Matthew Stafford hasn't panned out. Blake Bortles, he'll go off one week, he'll do 2 points the next. he'll go off again, then he'll do beat. Like, it's just, it's bullshit.
We think it's kind of funny. It's almost like serendipitous that you have Matt Stafford because he's our second. That he's
we either always have him or Cam. Those are our two quarterbacks.
So then you guys know my woes, where he's either great or horrible.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what strategies do you think you can come in and you know, put into this week and
try to there isn't one. I have like three of my people are on bye weeks this week, so it's just
I did notice that.
Putting in what I hope is the best. I've thought about starting Dante Moncrief, who is Blake Bortles' receiver, but as of right now, I have Blake Bortles and Moncrief benched because they literally did a touchdown last week.
Yeah.
It was pitiful. I don't even think it was that. I think it was, yeah, I know it was like 45-7. It wasn't a great. Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. And since Detroit came off of a bye week, I'm hoping that they kind of, throw in words and stuff. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You want them to be rested.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly. Good offense.
Come out firing.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Words.
Those two. Yeah, well, good luck to you.
No.
I mean, no, we are.
We play fair. And we do have favorites in this league. And obviously, my husband and my brothers are my favorites.
Yeah, so, us. We want
you. There's not Jeremy.
Not the other. Well, yeah,
exactly.
But Selah, obviously.
The thing is, though, like, I'm looking at your guys' team right now, and I am hosed. Like, you've got Zeke Elliott, Melvin Gordon, and Tariq Cohen all starting. Probably gonna lose. Like, there's a good chance this is not gonna end well.
Saucy. Yeah, there is cat standing in front of cat.
It's okay. We got it. Right, he's fine. Cats don't block sound.
Get
anyway, create sound. Yeah,
that's true.
He also likes to stick his butt in your face.
Yeah. We're feeling pretty good about our team.
Yeah. No, you should.
We've been happy all season, and
yeah. Well, we've always been. I think. Without any of the guys really saying. And I think in the past we've always been one of the bye week teams. So I know it's sad to say. So I think.
We've never been that bad.
No, not that bad. Because we are the first place losers.
We win the losing bracket every year.
Yeah. We always win something. We come home with a hoagie all the time.
No, I think the last couple of years, besides last year, I've been a bye week and your brother's been a bye week.
Mm.
Because he'll always go like kicker first.
His strategy
is the weirdest shit.
Did he take a kicker that's not playing this year?
He did not meet. He went to go with the other Owski. He went with one Owski.
He went Janikowski instead of Goskowski.
Yeah, he was confused by the Owskis.
Yeah.
So.
But yep. Actually, Janikowski is in Seattle. Or is he not anymore? He was for like the first game or two.
I don't know if he still is because it was awful. The first couple weeks were just bad.
I mean, he is the equivalent of 100 years old in football.
That is very true. And the other thing that's been crazy about this year is kickers in general.
Oh, so bad.
They're fucking horrible. Horrible.
The number of missed point afters, and not blocked, just straight up missed. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that didn't go.
Yep.
What are you doing? Like, I mean, the Monday night game, Crosby, like, redeeming himself after, like, single-handedly losing the week before.
Yeah, wasn't he like 1 of 5 the week before or something? Oh, like something stupid like that?
Like,
yeah.
He is the reason they lost the game. Yeah, exactly. And then they were like, no, it's okay. And then he's like crying. He got the chance to kick the last, like the field goal to win the game last on Monday. And it was, I mean, you feel good for him. But you're also like, really, what happened last
I know.
Week? Why are all the kickers bad this year? No, it is weird. Yeah. So... anyway, well,
cool.
That's it, I think. Yeah. Oh, we should also let you guys know, Peter will be joining Saylet in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be out of town, and so I'm going to miss our standard recording, and we don't want to go a week without talking about our fantasy league. So that's why we're introducing Peter now, and then you guys will hear him again in a couple weeks. I don't know exactly when, like 3 weeks.
Yeah, whenever that's going to be, and it'll be great. It'll be great for Peter to get some practice, and then we could together talk shit about the other team, so it'll still be good. Because I think it's great that we're going to be playing you this week and that you're coming on with this episode, so then on the next couple episodes it'll be
it either is them. The week we play Ben, the undefeated guy, or the week following
we play him in 2 weeks, I think. I think this game, after this game, it's
7, 8, 9. We pay him week 9.
Someone else, and then it's Ben.
And it's week 10 that I'm gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and post our roster with this recording. We will be lounging on the beach and having fun in Florida while this is up.
Yeah, when we post this, we'll be in Orlando. Yep. Not on a beach.
On a
pool.
Beach chair. At a pool.
Poolside.
Yes.
Drinking Mai Tais.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining, and let us know what you think about our fantasy league so far.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.